Proclamation number 5725, dated the July 17th, 1953. Carry my gospel into the world. Carry my gospel into the world. You don't realize how necessary it is that people are taught, that they hear my word and thus discover my will. Although they know everything you make accessible to them as my word, they no longer consider it my word. They are simply empty phrases which they do not take seriously. Consequently, they do nothing to improve their soul's maturity. They live for the moment without thinking about the purpose of their life on earth. And now you shall take my word to them anew. They will certainly recognize it as the same word, but it will seem more alive to them because you will bring them a gift which you had received from me myself and which will no longer appear dead to them. Instead, it will appeal to them as soon as you offer my word with love. Carry my gospel into the world. This is the only possible way to acquaint people with their God and Creator, with their Father of Eternity, whom they must get to know in order to establish contact with him themselves. You should inform them of me, of my love for my living creations, of my eternal plan of salvation and of the approaching end which shall not find them unprepared. You should bring them the truth, the knowledge you have received from me which is intended to help people attain beatitude. Try to direct their minds to spiritual spheres and, above all, draw their attention to the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ. You should try to encourage them to look within themselves, to work at improving their souls, to strive for spiritual life, for the rebirth of their souls. Try to convince them of the soul's continuation of life and the responsibility they bear as human beings towards their souls. Portray the soul's fate after death to them and draw their attention to the fact that a helper exists, that they should appeal to Jesus Christ for strengthening their will if it is too weakened. Most of all, encourage them to be lovingly active. Pass on everything I teach you myself, and thus be true distributors of my teaching of love and work for me and my kingdom, because people need explanations. They need my word, and it shall be vividly offered to them, otherwise they will reject it and yet they cannot become blessed without my word. Remember that time is running out, that your work does not allow for any delay, that you must work diligently because humanity is suffering great spiritual adversity. Remember that there is not much time left until the end and that you therefore must not be half-hearted or sluggish, but that you can also be certain of my blessing, of my support and constant instructions, that I will always and forever give so that you can pass it on again to those who are in need and depend on your help. Therefore, be eager laborers in my vineyard. Serve me as faithful servants and guide people out of the darkness of night into the light of day. Preach my gospel of love to all people, so that they will attain life and become blissfully happy. Amen.